chairman of the Wakefield Trinity Wildcats. Good morning to Michael Carter.
Morning, Phil. Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to you too. Now, things get underway on Boxing Day, don't they? Down at the Headingley Carnegie Stadium, where the festive challenge, as always on Boxing Day, Leeds Rhinos against your very own Wakefield Trinity Wildcats. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of miss my rugby when it's the off season. People say to me, you know, I bet you're bored and you've nothing to do, but you know, we've got plenty to do getting ready for the new season, and the players have been training down at Featherstone for the last 5 to 6 weeks now, and I think, you know, they're looking forward to actually getting a game of rugby under their belts as well. So, you know, we're very privileged that we get to play Leeds on Boxing Day. You know, there's a lot of clubs that would love to be in that position of playing Leeds. So it's a game I always look forward to. So far, I've not won the game, which is, it'd be nice to turn that round this year. But yeah, very much looking forward to it. And I think, the lads are as well. And certainly Brian is looking forward to getting the season underway.
Yeah, well, you've had a very busy off-season, really. I think you mentioned Brian there. Brian Smith, of course, the coach who was nominated in the Radio Yorkshire Sports Personality of the Year Awards in the coaching category as Coach of the Year. Lost out, strangely enough, to Brian McDermott at Leeds Rhinos. But it was good that he was nominated. The job that he did was phenomenal. And you've made an awful lot of signings in the off-season, but I think the retention of Brian Smith as head coach is probably one of the biggest, isn't it?
It is. You know, it took some doing. Myself and Brian had some lengthy chats before he left to go back home for the off-season. But thankfully, we managed to agree a deal between us, and Brian came back, and every time I see him, he seems to be thriving on the workload that he's got. All the signings that we brought in were all identified by Brian as being somebody that he thought could add to the group that we've got. And it's funny, really, because I spoke to somebody else the other day about how many signings we'd brought in this season. I'd love to be in a position where we're actually only bringing in sort of 2, 3, or 4 signings every year, because it means that you've got a settled squad, you've got a settled club, and it allows you to have some continuity as well. So, you know, hopefully this time next year, we're only looking at sort of 2 or 3 signings, but certainly the transformation in the squad this year has been quite dramatic. Everybody seems to have settled in. They've all added to the group. It's a really good group at this moment in time. I think they're a very tight-knit group, and hopefully, you know, we'll see the rewards from that as well.
Definitely. And a big one announced this week. Tom Johnston signed a contract extension with the club. And I think for those rugby fans that haven't seen Tom Johnston, he brings something a little bit special, doesn't he?
Well, he's an athlete, you know, and I think whether we like it or not, in all sports, really, you know, football or rugby, rugby league, rugby union, the game is being dominated really by athletic players, that have got skill as well, but you need to be a real athlete these days to compete at the highest level. And I think Tom's got that. You know, he's got pace and abundance, which is something that he can't really coach. He's growing physically. He's maturing as a person. I was very keen. I think it's always, it gives you more satisfaction when you've got somebody coming through your academy structure and your youth structures, and he makes it into the first team. I think it gives you added satisfaction, and we were very keen to get him tied down for a further period. So, you know, we see great potential in Tom. He's developing all the time. He's a very level-headed young man. He doesn't think for one minute that he's made it. He's conscious of the fact he's got lots of areas in his game that he needs to work on. But I think he's keen to do that with Brian. And, you know, what better coach could you have to develop your game?
Oh, absolutely. But I think from a fan's perspective, which I'm a stadium announcer, I do count myself as a fan as well. And I think it's always great to see Wakefield managing to keep hold of the young talent. I think over the years, you look at the young players that have been through the hands of Wakefield, and Super League's absolutely littered with them, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, littered. I think it's kind of hard. You know, I don't want to speak for past chairmen, because we've all been in a position where sometimes, you know, money has been extremely tight, and deals have needed to be done, and I've done a couple of them myself. So, you know, I understand the frustrations of the past, but I think, you know, we are in a position now where hopefully we can build the club instead of it instead of having to sell at times. And, you know, I've had a couple of offers on Tom, which, you know, I've instantly said no to, because I can see the potential in Tom. He is somebody I class as a homegrown player. You know, he's come through our academy. And the likes of him, Max Jowett, Jordan Crowder, Chris Anakin, Ben Shover, you know, these are the kids that we want to be building our club on. And, you know, so that's why we've taken this conscious decision. You know, clubs were sniffing around Tom, even though he still had 3 years left on his previous deal. We just thought it'd be a good time to sit down, see if we could get a new deal in place, which gave us an extra year on Tom's deal, and obviously rewarded Tom as well a little bit more than what he was on before. So everybody was happy. What, you know, left the room happy. Tom's happy to be at Wakefield for the next 4 years, and I hope he's here for much longer.
Brilliant. That's what we like to hear. Now, one rumour I must ask you about, a new halfback. I believe you'd try and sign someone from London, but there's an Aussie waiting in the wings, are the rumours.
Yeah, you know, we have expressed an interest in young Joe Keys at London. You know, London are keen to hang on to him at this moment in time. So, you know, it looks as though that probably isn't going to go anywhere as we speak. You know, I did get offered somebody in the week from Australia. But again, I think there's a whole raft of issues that come with an Australian player, particularly young ones. First off, you've got to get them a visa. You've got to think, are they going to be right for your club? There's a settling in process. So I think, you know, although we've been offered somebody, that's, you know, it's probably a long shot in terms of him coming in at this moment in time. It may be that it's something we've got to just keep working at, and it, you know, the season might have started by the time we're able to get somebody else in. So we'll just have to see how that one goes, really.
Okay, so player recruitment is still very much ongoing then?
I think it's just one last player. You know, Brian's been very keen to try and bring somebody in the halves. But if we don't, you know, we've still got players that are very much capable of playing in the halves. Jordan Tansey, Craig Hall. Obviously, I think, you know, Jacob Miller and Liam Finn are going to be the starting halfbacks for us. But, you know, we've got cover within the squad. So, you know, I don't think it's that desperate that we bring somebody in. But if we can do and the terms are right, then we will try and do that. And, you know, all I do is try and support Brian in his wishes of what he wants. And so far we've managed to do that, you know, within the budget that we set for next year.
Fantastic. Before I let you go, Michael, I've got to ask you, this season, or 2015, skin of the teeth, won the £1 million game to stay in Super League. What, to you, would a successful 2016 Super League season look like?
Not having to go to the doctors next week for a heart checkup would be the first thing, because that's where I am on the 23rd, so that'll be interesting. I want to be competitive. I want to be competitive in most games that we play. You know, I'd love to say we're going to be competitive in every game, but nature of sport is that sometimes you just, on the day, you end up with one of those days. So I want to be competitive in more minutes, in more games, and I want to really contribute to the league next year. Now, if that means we finish 7th, 8th, then great. You know, we'll take that all day long. But if it ends up that we finish 11th or 12th or 10th or 9th and we're in the middle 8th, then so be it. We have to deal with that. But I just want to see us more competitive and give the fans the knowledge that when they leave the ground at the end of the game, you know, the players are given their all, and they might have been beaten, but they've given their all, and you know, fans can't say, well, you know, we've been hammered here or we've been hammered there and nobody was trying. We've got to give everything that we can next year. And hopefully that will lead to a winning season. You know, it was dire last year. It was desperate at times, and I was so thankful for the fans that stuck with us. But we're trying to build something here, and it's, you know, you can't do that in the course of 2 games or 5 games or a half a season. You know, it does take time to build stuff at a premier, you know, a professional sporting outfit. It takes time, and you know, I'm so grateful for the fans that stuck with us. And I want to try and entice those fans that have left us to come back. And, you know, I think if we are competitive and we are putting our bodies on the line, then I think they'll come back to us.